This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. In flash floods hit Sikkim, the death toll rose to 30, including 9 Indian Army personnel. State Disaster Management Authority confirmed that 81 people are still missing after the glacial-fed Lohnak Lake in North Sikkim, which triggered a flash flood in Teesta River Basin on the 4th of this month. A total of 1,320 houses were severely damaged. Till date, 2,563 people were rescued. Around 7,025 persons have taken shelter in 30 relief camps. Due to flash floods in the Teesta River Basin, 13 bridges have been washed away. Yesterday, Minister of State for Home Affairs, Ajay Kumar Mishra, chaired a meeting with Sikkim Chief Secretary, Departments, Army, ITBP, BRO, NHIDCL and NHPC at Tashiling Secretariat in Gangtok. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Mishra said that the central government is closely monitoring the situation in Sikkim and all necessary assistance for the state is being provided. He said that the Prime Minister and the Union Home Minister are in constant touch with Sikkim Chief Minister. He informed that the central government has constituted an interministerial committee comprising senior officers from 5 ministries, Agriculture, Road Transport and Highways, Jal Shakti, Energy and Finance. The committee will visit Sikkim from today to take stock of the ground situation, assess damages and provide assistance. The Indian Air Force celebrated its 91st anniversary in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh today. As part of the celebrations, IAF organized the ceremonial parade at Air Force Station Bamroli at Prayagraj. The parade was reviewed by Chief of the Air Staff, CAS, and Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, the General Officer in Command of Central Air Command, Air Marshal R.G.K. Kapoor, and other dignitaries also graced the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended their best wishes to all air warriors and their families on the occasion of Air Force Day. The 52nd GST Council yesterday came out with an amnesty scheme, giving taxpayers time till the 31st of January 2024 to file appeals against demand orders passed by tax officers till March 2023. As per the GST law, an assessee can file an appeal against an assessment order seeking taxes within 3 months of the tax officer passing such an order. This can be extended by one more month. This will facilitate a large number of taxpayers who could not file an appeal in the past within the specified time period. The Israel Defense Forces launched Operation Swords of Iron after the death toll in Hamas attack rose over 300 with 1,500 injured. In response to the deadly attacks, the Israel Defense Forces launched the operation, hitting 17 military compounds and 4 operational command centers belonging to Hamas in the Gaza Strip, killing more than 230 people. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu strongly attacked Hamas and declared war. As per reports, Israeli mayor and head of the Sha'ar Hanegev Regional Council, Ofir Liebstein, was also killed in the deadly rocket fire. Several Israelis have also been held as hostages in Gaza. Following Hamas terrorist attack on Israel, India's representative office to Palestine has asked all Indian nationals in Ramallah to directly contact the office in case of emergency or if any assistance is needed. The representative office also provided a 24-hour emergency helpline. In a social media post, India's representative office to Palestine said, "In light of the prevailing security situation, Indian National in Palestine can directly contact the representative office of India to address any case of emergency or needed assistance on the 24-hour emergency helpline Jawal 0592916418 and WhatsApp 970-5929-1641. In the fifth match of the ODI Cricket World Cup today, Team India will start their campaign against Australia at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The match will begin at 2 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.